Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And they are brought down and fallen. Who? Those that trusted in chariots and horses. But we are risen and stand upright. Hallelujah. Now see, in those days, chariots and horses and armaments, that was the might of the military. We might say today, some trust in fighter jets, some trust in smart bombs, some trust in missiles and submarines and tanks. And not to say you shouldn't have those. Proverbs puts it like this, Proverbs 21 and 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. They got the horse ready.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But they weren't counting on the horse. They're trusting in the Lord.
Yes, right.
So we do need a strong military.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We need a military so strong that nobody thinks about messing with us.
Yes.
That all we have to do is act like we're going to start firing up some stuff and everybody goes, hey, well, forget it. We'll just go back over here. Because if you get too weak, you get to look like easy pickings to the predators that are in this world, and there are many of them. If we didn't have a strong military and the mercy and help of the Lord, there'd be another flag flying over us in just a few days. If you don't think so, you just are thinking wrong. So yeah, you get the horse ready. You get the horse ready. You load the tank. You fuel the jet. You train the guys. But if you're just counting on that and relying on that, you can be sorely disappointed. Because unless the Lord protects you and keeps you, you won't be kept. Unless He builds the house, you labor in vain. In Psalms, you're there. Let's read some more. Psalm 33 and 16. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Your mercy, O Lord, be on us according as we hope in Thee. In the 146th Psalm, Psalm 146, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Now, have you noticed the other ones, several of the other passages started the same way. Praise the Lord. This is not a coincidence. You'll see praising the Lord, not fearing, and trusting in God. They all go together. And it is not just a good idea. It is the response that determines whether the Lord's able to keep you or not.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know if you heard that one or not. It's not just a good idea to praise the Lord and not fear and trust in Him.
Right.
It is the response, the only response that allows the Lord to do for you what He's not able to do for millions on the planet that are being consumed and being destroyed. How is it fair for Him to spare you and yours when so many others are being destroyed? What are they doing? They are fearing. They are trusting in the arm of flesh. And they're certainly not praising Him. A lot of them don't even believe in Him. But for us to praise Him when everything around us is trying to scare us and shake us, it shows faith. When everything looks like we're about to be, this is the end, and we're praising God for victory, we can't even see how it could happen. That's faith. And that pleases Him, and that allows Him access into our life. When instead of throwing up your hands because man doesn't have a cure, instead of throwing up your hands because nobody wants to help you with any money, you say, that doesn't matter. God is my source. I wouldn't look into them anyway. This makes it simple. No need in even talking about the rest of that anymore. He is my source, my supply, my healer, my protector, my provider. And He never fails. He never fails. Yeah, but what about Aunt Mildred? And what about Uncle Joe and them? You better get that off your mind. Truth is, you don't really know what happened with them. You may think you do. You might have saw what happened on the outside, but you do not know what they believed and didn't believe in their heart and what they did or didn't do. Besides that, and what the Lord told to Peter about John, you know, if I want him to stay till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Don't let the enemy trick you into that. What about them? What about them? Just change channels. Get your mind off of that. Acknowledge, I don't know what really happened to them. And that's not my responsibility. It's my job to trust my God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord? I'll sing praises to my God while I have any being. Now that's beyond this life. That's beyond needing to breathe. Because you're going to have being throughout eternity. So you might as well get acclimated to praising God, because this is going to be your life. This is an amazing thought. 1,000 years from now, 500,000 years from now, 1 billion years from now, you're going to be doing something. You're going to exist. You're going to be you. Now you're going to be something else. Developed from where you are now. You think you've developed some the last 20 or 30 years? How about developing for the next 100 million years without the restrictions of a cursed earth? Now it's not apparent that we are the sons of God, but then it's going to be obvious. You're going to shine like a star. Everybody will know you are a son of the living God. That's male or female. You're a son of the living God. You'll look like it. You'll sound like it. You'll act like it. But one thing you will be doing is praising your God, and you will excel at it. Oh, you always wanted to sing.
That's true.
But your voice cracked and you couldn't quite get it to do down here. Hey, these 100+ years are nothing. It's going to be a blip on the radar of your life. You are going to be able to praise God. The angels will back up and listen to you. Because nobody can sing and praise and worship like the redeemed. It's about the heart. No caliber of being has had done for them what God has done for us. And it infuses our praise. It comes through in our worship and our thanks. And we only just getting started with it. But you might as well go ahead and practice up down here. Is that right? Because it's not just a matter of practicing. It is a response to attack. It is your part of responding to an attack or a problem. You can either panic and get afraid and get depressed and be defeated because you're walking beside and no faith and forget who's with you. Or you can reach out by faith and put your hand on him and know he's in me, he's on me, he's around me, he knows the end from the beginning. He's got me. Somebody say, he's got me. He's got me. None of this took him by surprise. He's got me. He's got me. I'm in the palm of his hand, and nothing, nobody can pluck me or tear me out of his hand. And if you believe that, it keeps the fear off of you. And it keeps the peace in you. And peace and joy bubbles up and wants to come out. It wants to come out. And it comes out in praise and worship and thanksgiving and exaltation. You praise and you praise and you do not fear. You praise and you praise and by faith you draw near. You praise and you praise and the Ancient of Days keeps away the enemy and overwhelms every curse. And just about time the enemy thinks, there's a crack, then you sing another verse. You live the life of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so you stay in the strength of the Almighty.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
Let's finish reading our psalm. Glory to God. I can't tell where this psalm ends and the other psalms coming out of me ends. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. In whom there is what? Man's not our answer. If they get anything good that can help us, God gave it to them. And he's given it to us through them. Still came from him. If we look to them, we're going to be disappointed. I don't care who it is. How much you love them, you're going to be disappointed. If you look to them to fulfill you. To make you feel needed, loved, important, and all these things. Well, that's their job. No, no, no. It's your job to love them. Bless them. What they do for you is between them and God. And you need to stay out of it. Because pulling on them will only choke them and hurt them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me